Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me this half hour. I've got a few things I want to say. I want to talk about business ownership. I want to talk about some of the things that, a few things for you to think about when it comes to being a business owner. I know that there are a lot of folks out there who are. But many more, who want to be. So here's some thoughts on that. There's a song titled, "I Know What I Was Feeling, But What Was I Thinking?" That's the lyric of a country song by Dierks Bentley. Perhaps you've heard that. It's a pretty cute song. It's about a boy who lets a pretty face get him into a whole lot of trouble on their first date. In matters of courtship, who hasn't done things that were impulsive and, frankly, just plain boneheaded, and things that we may regret the next day? Of course, there's no accounting for this behavior when it comes to affairs of the heart. But when a small business owner says, "I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?" it probably results in the proverbial winged sack of money flying away. Being passionate about starting a business is very important. I remember those days. But the business failure rate would drop like a stone if more prospective entrepreneurs understood that success in business requires more than just desire. It takes knowledge of the industry. You've got to do your homework. You've got to understand how your industry operates. How sourcing of products from that industry, how the global situation. You've got to know the industry. You can't walk into a business without understanding something about the industry, or you're going to be in trouble. You got to have knowledge of business fundamentals. If you don't understand, especially the financials, especially cash flow, you've got to understand that. You've got to understand the relationship between cash and profit, between operating and accounting. You've got to understand the differences there, and you got to have total commitment, because the passion fades sometimes. Eventually, the passion fades, and if you're not committed to all those things, did I mention cash flow? then you know, you could be in trouble. You could be saying, "I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?" Because that is the post-mortem lament of the passionate but too impulsive startup business owner. I'm going to say that again. "I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?" is the post-mortem lament of the passionate but too impulsive startup business owner. For a more mature business like mine, I've been around a long time. "I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?" may be less dangerous, but only to the degree that being an established business assumes some level of critical mass, some level of market penetration. This isn't complicated, folks. Fixing business mistakes costs money. And unlike a startup, if you have customers already coming in the door, you're more likely, but by no means you're not guaranteed, but you're more likely to be able to operate through the impact of a bad decision or some negative event. A mentor told me one time, you've heard me say this on the show before, sales cures most business ills. But why would seasoned business owners commit this rookie mistake? Well, most of the time, their post-passion lament is caused by ego or desperation. When a veteran business owner says, "I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?" first look for a severe case of ego. The usual scenario is when someone who is good at one business deduces from that success that he or she can do anything. Have you seen that happen? I've seen it happen many times before. Somebody starts a business and they're just wildly successful, and they sell it, and they take that money and they go do something else. They think, wow, I'll just keep doing this. Well, sometimes it works. Many times it doesn't. Or they're great at one business that they own, and they're still operating that business, and they spin something else off. And they think, wow, I'll just scale my genius in another direction. Well, they don't realize that in that other direction, they're a startup all over again. Not an established business. So that ego thing, remember, that ego thing comes into play. The road to business failure is paved with the assets of seasoned business owners who don't understand that in any new venture, they should think of themselves as a startup again, only this time with more to lose and possibly a runaway ego. Mixing ego and capital, especially borrowed capital, is a dangerous cocktail that's taken down many a business. When you mix debt and ego, when you mix debt into capital, it's going to have a combustible effect. The question is it an internal control combustion that you can focus, or is it an external combustion that burns you down? And if it's borrowed capital, it's even worse. Another mentor once told me, desperate people do desperate things. Sometimes owners don't see market and industry shifts before it's too late. Sadly, in their desire to save their businesses, instead of believing their own eyes, they desperately seek, I know what I was feeling, solutions that conform to what they want to see. But reality doesn't get its name by being wrong. And what was I thinking is the lament of the desperate. Denial is powerful. It's a powerful and seductive drug. And it's the handmaiden of desperation. Denial is powerful and seductive drug. And it's the handmaiden of desperation. That's going to be on the test. In love, impulsiveness can be cute, but in business, it's the straightest line to failure. Do your homework, ladies and gentlemen, and you're starting your business. You can't do too much. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.